This is Lake Effect from Milwaukee Public Radio. I'm Mitch Teich. Thanks so much for tuning in today. All this week, we're focusing on the possibilities that far southeastern Wisconsin hold for the economic growth of the region. It's a series called Southern Connections. Yesterday on the program, an economist from the Federal Reserve Bank of Chicago talked about why he believes a regional approach to growth is vital for Chicago. But for the Milwaukee region, is Chicago a competitor or an ally? Today on Lake Effect, we'll take a virtual economic development trip southward. We start with Pat O'Brien, who's director of the Regional Economic Development Organization called the Milwaukee 7. Welcome to Lake Effect.
Thank you for having me.
Can you talk about the economic importance of the area between Milwaukee and the Illinois border in the context of the broader M7 region? Just how important a part of the region are we talking about?
Well, it's a big part of the region, obviously. Our connections to the mega city of Chicago are extremely important, especially on the international stage. Chicago is internationally recognized. Milwaukee oftentimes is not. So to be connected there as much from a marketing standpoint as anything is vital to us.
Well, and that's a great point. Does the proximity of Chicago and northern Illinois represent competition, or is it advantageous, or a little of both?
It's a little of both. Just as communities within the region compete with each other, we also compete with Chicago, and we want to do our best to compete against Chicago, but we also want to use Chicago to the extent we can. The downtown Milwaukee to downtown Chicago is 86 miles. There's much business that goes back and forth across the state. I think We Energy's Lakeview Corporate Park has about 80 companies in it, 8,000 employees in Kenosha, and maybe over half of those companies came from Illinois. So we certainly want to foster some goodwill and bring more companies up north of the border.
Well, and so then what's the pitch you make when a company, is, say even an international company, is thinking about that area that would make them want to choose Kenosha or Racine County or even in Milwaukee County versus, say, Lake County, Illinois?
Best example, we just returned from Germany. Milwaukee 7 led a delegation, including a Racine County ED professional, Jenny Trick, City of Milwaukee Commissioner Rocky Marcoux, and we went to Hanover. The Hanover Mess Trade Show is the largest trade show in the world for innovation in mechanics, electronics, automation, power, wind, energy. You name it, if manufacturers make it, it's at that trade show. 10 million square feet of exhibit space. And for comparison purposes, the Frontier Airlines Center is about 500,000 square feet.
This is 20 times as large.
20 times as large. We met with companies there that we had pre-qualified, 47 companies from 14 different countries. And that's an opportunity we could not have done or invested in or spent the time to go try and source these companies. And these companies are from $20 million companies to the multi-billion dollar companies. From that, we think we had 15 good prospects, five of which we think will visit Milwaukee in the next year. And by Milwaukee, I mean the region. We didn't get that particular. They don't get that particular. But one of the other interesting things we found there was Chicago has the name recognition. People lit up when we told them we're part of the Chicago mega region, we're the northern part, and we're the best part. We have a lower cost structure, we have better infrastructure, we have a working capacity, we have propensity and a strong manufacturing background that fits with these companies' interests. And what we sold as part of this was you could fly in and out of O'Hare Airport, which is really only an hour and a half from any one part of our region. You can fly daily trips to any number of cities in Europe. And if you needed to get around, since we are located in the middle of the United States, in the Midwest, you could get anywhere in the U.S. with a day's trip out of Mitchell International Airport, which is now one of the busiest airports in the country with a seventh lowest cost structure. And I think passenger travel has gone from 6 million to 10 million in the last 10 years.
What would you say the southernmost county's greatest assets are in terms of attracting and retaining business?
Our cost structure, for example, our electrical cost structure, which is especially important for manufacturing, is lower than Chicago. And the reliability, We Energies has consistently received high marks and some awards for its reliability of service. We're above average in those regards. Our labor costs, our real estate costs are all lower than the Chicago area. And we also have the density of talent and the background. We're really a manufacturing capital. Milwaukee itself, the Milwaukee region as a metro, has the second highest per capita employment manufacturing as any state, any region in the country. And Wisconsin is the number one state per capita for manufacturing employment. So all those things add up to a great DNA, a great history, a great background, and a great structure to move your business forward with. We've got the supporting institutions in terms of our workforce development boards, our technical colleges, and our university systems.
How choosy can you afford to be? You talk about your trip to Europe and the idea that you were pre-qualifying businesses that are thinking of locating here. Is the goal towards growing any and all kinds of businesses, or is it about industries that could benefit the M7 as a whole, like businesses that are part of the broader supply chain that could work with other businesses that are potentially already here?
We focus on what we call export driver businesses, and those are companies that export goods and services outside of the region, thereby making the economic pie within the region bigger than it would otherwise be if they just did local economy things. So these are typically manufacturers, financial services companies, IT companies, people that export goods and services. When we decided to focus on driver industries, we wanted to focus on driver industries that we have a leg up and a competitive advantage over other places. Most people know that manufacturing has substantially changed in the Midwest. Low-cost manufacturing first went south, then it went overseas to China. Now companies are moving overseas because of market. The growing markets are overseas. The North American market is fairly stagnant, but we think we have a good competitive value proposition vis-a-vis Europe due to the lower cost of the dollar. It's a good time for European companies to invest in us. And if you're going to invest in us and you're a manufacturer of high-quality goods, then Milwaukee's as good a location as anywhere else in the Great Lakes. And we want to promote that effort. And then with the other logistics and being in the middle of the country, those things all seem to make sense and add up for manufacturers to give us a shot.
Is there good growth and bad growth? I mean, is there concern about not just adding jobs, but adding jobs that afford a certain quality of life?
Yes, and I think if our research has shown driver industry jobs, manufacturing jobs, on average pay about $54,000 per employee, whereas the overall average wage structure is about $32,000. So focusing on driver jobs and particular industry jobs, and we also try to focus on industries that are growing, and the employment base is growing in those industries as well.
Do you run up against the notion that the most southerly parts of the region are able to attach themselves just as easily to Chicago as to Milwaukee?
Part of that's true because of the location. The Kenosha metro area is actually part of the Chicago metro area. Racine is its own metro area, but I think the next census may show that because of the employment and commuting patterns, Racine may actually become or is close to becoming part of the Milwaukee metro area.
When you think about potential, you look at a map of the M7 and you think about what's there now and what could be. How much potential rests in southern growth versus north and versus west?
Historically, the growth has been mainly due west. Waukesha County, second largest both by population and by economy in the region. But the infill, I think, going south through Oak Creek down to Racine and Kenosha has been stronger and faster for over the last 5 or 10 years. I think partly it's because of the logistics and the proximity to the greater Chicago metro area and the supply side and the workforce and those kind of things. As you get farther out in Waukesha County, there's less ability for wages, and unless you're attached to Madison, which at times we'll also consider part of our mega region for different reasons, the growth has been south.
What are the most significant challenges, though, that you see in developing southward?
The biggest challenges: congestion, transportation, and infrastructure. And by transportation, it's air. We do have capacity at Mitchell Airport to add another runway when and if needed. We are expanding the freeway system, 94 expansion, so that's great. Rail, unfortunately, has kind of been stuck. Passenger ship on Amtrak is way up. We could use more lines, faster trains, all those things would bode well and I think would increase and improve ridership even more. We haven't had a coming together and agreement on what should be done and how much it should be done in that area.
Finally, can you talk about how much Milwaukee needs this to happen? How vital is the further development southward to the overall future of this region?
I think regionalism in general is the way to go. Businesses, communities, the lifeblood of each community is its economy. And the economy is based on a business watershed, if you will, not so much political boundaries. Have yet to had a business tell me I wanted to be in this place because of this political boundary or this township or this city. It's important to Milwaukee. It's important to the southern counties that we band together and become regional because that's what businesses demand, and the services that they require are all offered on a regional basis. So it really is one for all and all for one.
Pat O'Brien, many thanks.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
Pat O'Brien is the director of the Milwaukee 7, an economic development organization that takes in the 7 southeasternmost counties in Wisconsin. He'll also be part of our Project Milwaukee Southern Connections panel discussion in Racine Wednesday night. That discussion will air on Lake Effect Weekend, Saturday and Sunday afternoon on WUWM. Next on today's program, though, we'll talk about the challenges facing development in Racine itself. Keep listening as Project Milwaukee continues on Lake Effect from WUWM.